everyone. Welcome back to Embodied Millions. This is Danielle Margraf, and I am in the car. I'm actually with my son, driving him home from school, and just really wanted to pop on and share this download and this message. I think it's really important to know the difference. And the difference that I'm referring to is the difference between being in a state of nervous system regulation while still being in the fire of urgency to create, to co-regulate, to connect, and to make an impact in the world. And so, one of the, I believe it's a misconception around rest is this idea that rest means that we are in an inactive state. It means that we are not doing anything. And what I think is so interesting is that a lot of times people can lay down on the couch but not feel well rested. People can, sleep or be in a state of where their body looks like they're resting, but because their mind is going a mile a minute, they're not actually resting, right? And so it begs the question of what is rest? What does rest actually feel like? You know, I think one of the most resting things that we can do is put down the thing that we've been focused on. And, you know, like if you're someone who's studying, right? Instead of like, right, you're studying, but our brain needs a break from that constant focus. And so one, a technique that I use is maybe I'm studying or reading or doing something, writing emails or writing something. And maybe I do 50 minutes of active work where I'm, you know, focused on an activity. And then I'll set a timer and I'll do 10 minutes of something else. Maybe that's go take a power walk. Maybe it's, go take a power nap. Maybe that's, getting my face in the sun. Maybe it's, dancing, right? To two of my favorite songs, right? And getting a glass of water. Maybe it's, right? Like whatever it is. So it's a 10 minute break where the mind is equally not as focused on the thing as much as the body. So we get up, we move the body, we change positions, we change, rooms, you know, so we're changing environment. And, you know, so that's one thing. But the other piece is that and this was sparked and inspired by, I was talking to a woman, and the truth is that she is an ideal person to be in a container with other women doing work that she wants to distill her own medicine. She just doesn't want to do the work to do it, right? And this is something that's really interesting and sort of like a phenomena in some ways, where it's like the coach, the transformational coach or leader or healing artist is so tired because they've spent so many years of their life pushing and hustling and being under pressure and investing. And it really, it's not what they were doing. And I know I've said this before, but it's how they are doing it that is causing all this contraction and constriction and exhaustion and depletion and confusion. And then they get to maybe an age or time in their life where they're like, I just want rest. I don't want to feel that like I have to take these actions or push, right? And so what I think is really interesting, and the concept of this for me is that when I have someone who is saying this to me, right, which is often to some extent, what I know to be true about that person is they are not integrated, right? The person they are when they're walking out in the forest amongst the trees or strolling on, you know, the sand, on the beach is a different person than the person who is maybe on a sales call with someone or writing an email for their business or doing a workshop. And what I have found is that because of maybe the pressure of who they should be, need to be, maybe societal or cultural or, pressures on perfectionism as an example, right? Oh, I got to be professional. And so therefore there's these rules, right? And a lot of times especially women who come from maybe more standard workforce, right? Maybe you worked for a school system, maybe you're a corporate something, right? And then you come into your own business. We do tend to need a little bit of unschooling where we are peeling away the layers and of conditioning, really, that is the rules that we feel like we need to abide by. And so, you know, the thing is, many, many years of that, of the rule abiding and the exhaustion and the not feeling integrated, right, will cause someone to say, I do have this desire, but I'm almost too tired to do anything about it, right? Like I'm choosing mediocrity and stagnation because I'm just too tired to try to do it again. Because in their mind and in their body, what they know as trying to be successful is a climb. It's a push. It's not an integration of whole self. So, and one of the examples I gave was saying how that, you know, I'll do a podcast very much like I'm doing now, driving, or, maybe when I'm walking, in the woods, right? For myself and taking, you know, just having time to be connecting with nature and connecting with myself on a deeper level. And I'll get a download and I'll want to share it, right? That's the activation piece, is that I need, what am I going to do with this? I need to do something with it. And in my body, it feels like it's compelling. It's a compelling need to do something with it, right? I got to get it out of me. I got to move it. I got to share it. I got to shift it, right? And I think that when, if for instance, as an example, we were judging professionalism, right? And we take a professional woman who feels like they need to look like the influencer with the headphones and the microphone and, right? Then that's another thing that they got to fit into their schedule and their agenda, la, la, la. You know, it does become exhausting because you're taking away the natural occurrence of the download, where for me, the download just comes through when it comes through and I am available for it to receive it and then also to share it. So I am in a state of current flow, right? I'm a state of current flow. So I just wanted to share that because, you know, there's got to be a fire, right? There's got to be an activation, right? Because that fire, that activation is what is going to support the consistency that's required to be in that compelling action, to be in that state where movement and motion is part of the completion cycle of manifestation, right? Motion is manifestation. Right? Motion is making manifestation in the 3D. You need the motion. You need the 3D movement, right? It has to come through from a thought, right? So it downloads from spirit, source, invisible energy into a thought, an idea, right? An aha. From that, we take it, we feel it. We're like, yes, I can feel it. It feels good. I feel like I got to share it. I feel like I got to do something with it. And then the motion, the physical motion of whatever you do with it is the manifestation process. And so what happens is a lot of women take source and spirit out of it because then they say, oh, I got to figure out what to do with this. I got to figure out the how. I need to be totally responsible for all the parts of this, instead of saying, no, let me stay open to this idea, this knowing, this nudge, this knowledge, this whatever it is. And from there, we just open ourselves up to, I don't know how, but I know it'll all work out. And we start looking for ways that it's all working out. We look for signs and symbols, and because we stay open and receiving instead of pinching ourselves off to needing to know the how, which is really what fucks everybody up. Right? Because we want to be in full control and we feel like it's our responsibility, which really it's not our responsibility. We just need to be open to the next step, the next thing. We need to be very embodied in knowing the next feeling, right? What that feeling is, where we're being guided. We got to be so attuned to that. And attuning is part of the manifestation process. A lot of times women, right, when they come to me, they're like, I've done all the coaching, I've done all the work. But what they haven't done is a lot of embodiment work. And that is exactly what we do in Embody Millions, the experience, right? That's what it is. I mean, we need to do this embodiment piece. You don't do this embodiment piece, then you are in a constant inner conflict in some ways between the version of you who's trying to stay out of doubt and the version of you who says they believe in manifestation, but never can actually take any actions that actually are in faith and align with that, which, listen, that is a practice in and of itself. So at any rate, you can't just want it, right? You can't just want it. You got to be willing to be in motion around it. And a lot of times that fire inside of you can be a flicker. And sometimes that fire is roaring, blazing, you know, fire, you know, but either way, it is that fire that calls you to really bring your power outside of you and to create from there. So I just wanted to, I feel like that was really important, to share. And so I wanted to, share it with you, and I feel complete, and I hope you do for this week. And, I can't wait to see you, next Tuesday. Bye for now.